Yes. Have you missed the bell-in?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So right now, essentially, from here on, you guys use it as your driveway. And you maintain it.
I've been maintaining it for 15
years. Okay. I think we're waiting on information from the lawsuit and then also from the utility company. Is the utility easement on the east side or the west side?
It's on both sides. And I've never stopped in prior or no one. They always call me because I have horses.
Okay.
I make arrangements to do that.
So when you say it's on the...
The poles are actually over on the... other side of the fence.
On the eastern side?
Yeah.
But they got a 30-foot easement, so 15 on you and 15
yeah.
on them. Okay.
Yeah.
So they would still have their easement?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
We were saying that if something was open, you could go down and come out there.
I think what Mr. Turner was saying is if they were to close the road off for like a temporary closure for sewer, they'd be able to go out.
They would have to go out through my pasture.
He would go up over here.
And there's nobody there.
Okay. Mr. Elliott, do we need to make sure that they know when we're... How can we make sure we're in contact with the Turners? Because obviously you guys want to know when we're going to hear it again. And then Miss Elliott would want to know when we're going to hear it again. How's the best way to make sure they know that it's on the agenda again after we get the information?
We have two choices. If we had a good idea now, continue it to a date certain.
Yeah, we can table to a specific date. I don't know that we have a good idea.
Yeah, I think that's true. So the other way is, I mean, certainly we can send written notice to them. Or if they can provide contact information, we can give them a telephone call to let them know when that would be.
Do you guys mind doing that? That way we can let you know when both parties.
If utility, is there a time if utility company doesn't reply to the letter? Mm-hmm. It's a large company. If they don't reply to it, is there a time you wait?
Not under the statute. It requires notice to be given. I can't confirm Mr. Schneider and Mr. Turner at Liberty communicated on Friday. I suspect they will be getting back based upon Mr. Turner's comments.
You probably don't want to give it publicly, but do you guys want to give some contact information? Like, I can give you a pen, you can write it down, and we can, or you can go upstairs to our office and leave with it. Travis, take care of it. Thank you, guys.
We'll move on to Gristmill Road and Fisher Spring Road vacation.
Good morning, Your Honors. I'm Carl Finkenbinder for the petitioner, and I've got you're pulling up on Ethan, but in the meantime, I'll give you the this is what I'm in the first time I well, the allies is the item that we're seeking to vacate. Mill Creek Phase 2 subdivision, and I represent the Hutchison Family Living Trust, which is the one seeking the vacation. The part of the road it's a loop that turns in, or it's Fisher Road or Fisher Spring Road on the south side, and then it turns into Gristmill Road. My client owns all of the lots that abut the portion of the road that we're seeking to vacate, with the exception of two of those lots. Those two lots are lots 50 and 54. John and Emily Cantrell own lot 50. I'm sorry, lot 54. And then David Cross and Colin Cross own lot 50. They have consented to this vacation, and we've attached that consent to our petition. We've done the proof of publication. It's attached to our petition. This is not an improved, I guess I should state that this road, the part that we're seeking to vacate, although it's been platted, it is not an improved road. It's just, it's dirt at this current stage and has never really been used. It's not, as you can see from the aerial, it is defined. There is a somewhat of a road there, but it's not used except for principally construction. And I think there had been some, and you guys, or the commission's probably familiar with it, there had been earlier some concern that if the vacation were to occur, that there would be access issues for 911 and whatnot. And so a hammerhead, you can see it on the lot there to the south, and that would be lot 56. You can see a hammerhead was installed in that lot, and my client surrendered that easement to the county for that purpose. And that will address any concerns with that. I guess that's it, unless you all have any questions.
Where the mouse is now, that's the hammerhead right there?
Yes, sir.
And then that lot is owned by the Hutchinsons?
It is. There's going to be a residential home placed just to the north of that hammerhead.
Okay. Excuse me. And then which one's the Cantrells, right here?
To the south.
Down below.
That one?
There. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then the one, if you go up on the corner of...
Right up here is the crosses?
Yes, it is.
And you're wanting to vacate pretty much from there to there?
Yes, it steps back just a little bit off that hammerhead, but yeah, it's just in there, yep.
It goes around and then stops about right here?
Yes, sir.
So crosses still have access through right here?
Correct. And as part of this, we are providing, even though Mr. Cantrell would still have access to his lot, we are also providing him an easement. Once this is vacated, we're providing them a written easement.
You guys have that in writing, everything already set up? Or?
Yes, it's drafted. It's not signed yet.
I went by and talked to him this morning. So
the easement goes with the lot, not just to Mr. Campbell. It goes with that land,
Yes, it will be. Yeah, it would not be specific to Mr. Cantrell. It would be specific to the lot. It will widen. I mean, technically, it would widen once this is vacated. It would widen his lot a little bit anyway. But we're going to make sure that he has even more room to access it through our property.
Is there anyone here with a remonstrance, objections to vacating this road?
I have one clarification, Mr. Minor. So on the survey that you submitted, it looked like the survey legal description went all the way up to the, call it the western corner line of lot 56, which what you just described as vacating to the south and east of the hammerhead. Could you speak to the commission about that?
Yes, that's actually, if you look at the survey, the point of beginning, that's where Eddie Wolf had measured the point of beginning, but if you look at the survey, it actually is right here. He's drawn a hard, solid line, if I may.
I just wanted to make sure the commission knew the distinction there, because the version of the survey I had, it was not clear.
Okay.
Because it was smaller.
Yeah. If you want me to show you, but he had used this point of beginning. Yeah, to come back. Yeah, that's right.
On what you gave us, it looks like it vacates just past the hammerhead.
And that is true.
And then on up to where it joins into Moberly and at the end of the...
Yes.
And you... will have a signed agreement with Cantrell's that they will, that their land that goes all the way from here down to the end, that lot, you can't see, but
yes.
You know, it takes that line.
Yeah, the easement that we're going to convey would be a portion of this right here, from about here, back in here, all the way into there.
There was one other thing I questioned on the team. He's got it down the private road.
Yes, that's an incorrect statement. So that would be the way it was platted is this is a subdivision, but it's been platted as a public road, and it's like everything else. It's platted. There's been no county maintenance or anything like that.
Right.
The plat, as we all know, there could be probably different legal positions on whether or not it's a private or public road, but the plat has identified it as a public road. Indicated public.
Utility provider from here?
There would be. There are no utility lines along that portion. Correct.
Yes.
There is.
There's
electric
cable.
But I mean, no. There's nothing overhead.
No, it's all
underground. Mm-hmm. There's no utility provider.
No, there's not.
No, I don't know that the...
It's almost right before you get where he's building the home.
That's just where the last box is. They don't have an actual... The developer's the one that did the rest of it, is it not?
Well,
done by the developer, which is now owned by... I don't think that's part of Empire Electric or White River. I don't know who's back there because they go back up. White River has that back there.
Yeah, and it's curious. I mean, I'm certainly not disagreeing with you. You're more familiar with it than I am, but my client had to actually pay the utility company to pull it back even further, so I'm not sure what... I'm not... Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not... I'm sure you're right. I just...
And the sewer is up north, is it not? Right, but it's over here on... The sewer runs down Mill Creek Road. And where does it come down?
It actually goes right through here by...
Does it run along half, or does it run through...
Cantrell's and then goes down an easement, which is not shown on that. They cleared it and went down to Mill Creek.
So that runs through Johns?
Yeah, part of it. And then there's a piece at the end of, I know, yeah, sorry, I'm telling you wrong, it's right here, off of the end of Lomita. See, it's right here, it goes all the way down to Lomita.
Okay. For sewer?
No utility line
except for that box there, but I don't
know.
There's nothing overhead.
No,
nothing
overhead.
No, okay. You guys have any questions on it? Mr. Elliott, do you have any problems with the box and how it's... Move to approve the petition to vacate road Mill Creek Phase 2, Grismo Road and Fisher Spring Road as presented in file number 18-134CN.
Second, one question.
We have a second with some discussion.
I'm going to assume that you have published it in the newspaper or else in the...
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I've got the... I've got the actual original.
He's got a copy of it. Thank you.